Good morning and welcome to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. Today we have three services and tea and coffee will be served between our morning services. Pastoral news. It's good to see Ron Kingham here this morning. Great. Martin Foster remains in Hamble Ward, Kingston Hospital, and he sends his greetings back here to his friends. He's not yet up for visits. Some of you may remember Kamal Chopra, who used to audit our accounts, and we've been sadly informed that she died not so long ago. You might want to know of details, if you want to know of details of Margaret Fiskin's funeral, please speak to Leslie. As September begins, our young people are starting their new school, college or university, and please remember them in your prayers. Next Sunday, September the 10th, is the first time that the combined service will start at 10:30 instead of 11, and the service will be followed by the AGM. Papers are available in the yellow box in the office, and hopefully, if you're on the list, you will have received them via email. And finally, Leslie would like to say something.
Two things to say. I thought he was going to be here this morning, but he's not. If you see a bloke around the place and you think, he looks like he's meant to be here and he knows what's going on, his name is Ted, and he is training for the ministry. And before you all think, bless, 20. No, he's recently retired from the police service, so he's a man in his 60s. And he starts work with us tomorrow. And here last week, fabulous. So that's Ted, so make him welcome. What you can do now, from here on now, you can go up to every bloke you see and just say, are you Ted? And that's just a great, isn't that a great, icebreaker? That's the way to do it. Now, the other thing to say is that Sue Shaw is, come up here, Sue. Come on. Let me come. Sue has served, as many of you will know, as a street pastor and as the deputy coordinator for the street pastors. And then an opportunity to do some voluntary work with the street pastors overseas, and she put her hand up. Now, just before you think, isn't that marvellous? What a brave woman. Isn't she great? Ask where she's going. Antigua. Don't feel sorry for her anymore. Whoa, yes. Anna. She is going to be away from home, man. She won't be able to buy Marmite. Now feel sorry for her. Right, so let's pray together. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord our God, for the variety of ways that you call each one of us. We ask for your blessing on Sue in this piece of work that she's doing for you. We pray that you would give her good health, good friends. We pray that her accommodation would be right for her needs. And we ask that she would be able to make a contribution in Antigua that she feels is to your glory. And we ask that you would bring her safely back to us. Lord, we pray. Amen. Round of applause for Sue. Thank you. And you may have noticed I lobbed in the word voluntary in the middle of all of this. So if you feel, do you know what, I could make a contribution towards that piece of work. We're going to be organising something where people can make a donation online, and that will be for the future. Thank you. We join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. Only you, Lord, are our mighty rock. Listen to our prayers, our cries for help. The glorious Lord thunders above the roar of the raging sea, and God's voice is mighty and marvelous. Honor the wonderful name of the Lord. We join together to sing. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. Let us pray. Let us pause and know that God is present. For we are on holy ground. Let us set down everything that we hold. Let us look into the faces of the people who are with us. Let us sing songs of praise to the living God. Let us listen for God's mysterious word, for we are on holy ground. Thank you, Lord our God, that somehow we managed to organise ourselves enough to get here today and to stop and to think of the things that are eternal. Thank you. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Me?
Yes.
Right, I need your help this morning, and I think we might ask the grown-ups to help too. Can you make a happy face? Ah. Oh, what a gloomy lot. Come on, let's have some happy faces. Thank you. Yes, good, some of you. Right, now, Dahi, could you draw a happy face on there for me at the top? At least I haven't asked you to come and draw. Two nice big eyes and a huge smile. Right, lovely. Okay, hang on to the pen. Give it to Esther. What about a surprised face? You don't look a bit surprised. Oh, some of you are trying. Come on, can you do a mix? Right, can you do a surprised face? Perhaps a big open mouth? And eyes a bit sort of up in the air. What could you do with the mouth? That's a nose and a nice big open mouth going, oh, that's it. Oh, tongue hanging out. Right, give the pen back to Tahi. Right, I bet you can all make an angry face. Who can look angry? Right, come on, I want an angry face. Big frown. Ooh, yes. She's been looking at her emojis lately. Wow, that's really this. And last of all, a sad face. Thank you, Esther. A few tears, perhaps? Oh, come on, big. Oh, right. And really, the only reason we've done these today is to think about how Peter might have felt when Jesus told him some very sad news. He was probably happy to start with. Then he might have got angry because he didn't want it to happen, and surprised, and then perhaps sad. So after the hymn, we're going to go out and find out what it was all about.
Thank you, Lord, for this. We're going to thank you, Lord, for da, da, da. Thank you, Lord, for da, da, da. We're not going to say da, 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 please. Don't be so literalistic. Da, da. Three syllables. Thank you, Lord, for da, da, da. What's gone? The hymn book has it as this fine day. Thank you, Lord, for da, da, da. Come on. In friends. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for friends in need. Right? That's one. Thank you, Lord, for... Right, go on. What was it? Thank you. Right, we're going... Okay. Yeah, it is. You're right. Thank you, Lord, for this fine day. That's... Thank you, Lord, for... This today. Thank you, Lord, for this today. Thank you, Lord. This today. Right, we've got two verses. Oh, thank you, Lord, for those who teach. Right, come on, Rose. Oh, righty. Now all we've got to do is the minister's got to remember, which is not the same. Up again. Ha, ba, ba. First verse is, thank you, Lord, for those in need. Thank you, Lord, for this today. Thank you, Lord, for those who teach. Thank you, Lord, for give love. Thank you, Lord, for friends in need. Thank you, Lord, for friends in need. Thank you, Lord, for friends in need. Right where we are. Some actions. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right where we are. Thank you, Lord, for this today. Thank you, Lord, for this today. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. Right where we are. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right where we are. Thank you, Lord, for those who teach. Thank you, Lord, for those who teach. Thank you, Lord, for those who teach. Right where we are. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right where we are, giving us love. Thank you, Lord, for giving us love. Thank you, Lord, for giving us love. Thank you, Lord, for giving us love. Right where we are. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right where we are. Woo! Right, let's pray together. We thank you, Lord, for those who teach. We recognize that a whole variety of people have got truth to teach us and love to share with us. So we ask you to bless us as we reflect upon your word. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Jesus is telling the disciples that he will undergo great suffering. Then he'll be raised from the dead, but he will go through tremendous suffering. And some people, Peter, sometimes can't take the news that we bring. Jenna will read this passage to us.
From that time on, Jesus began to say plainly to his disciples, I must go to Jerusalem and suffer much from the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. I will be put to death, but 3 days later I will be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid it, Lord, he said. That must never happen to you. Jesus turned around and said to Peter, Get away from me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my way, because these thoughts of yours don't come from God, but from human nature. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wants to come with me, he must forget self, carry his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his own life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Will people gain anything if they win the whole world but lose their life? Of course not. There is nothing they can give to regain their life. For the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each one according to his deeds. I assure you that there are some here who will not die until they have seen the Son of Man come as king.
So let's pray. Open our ears to hear you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray. Amen. So the question is, are you brave enough, strong enough, wise enough to listen to another person when they share their story of pain? Can you sit there as they tell you how they slid into homelessness, or how their family don't want to know them because of their mental health issues? Or actually, do you have to think, come on, let's move on to the solution here. Let's sort it out. Let's tidy it up. But to sit there when another person shares the story of their suffering, can you just be with them in it? And if you can't, there is good news, because that is also true of one of the saints, Peter. Jesus was telling the disciples about what was going to happen to him. And however aware Jesus is of himself as the Son of God, who is going to die on the cross, is going to bring salvation, is going to revolutionize life on the earth, he was still a man. However brave you are, however important the cause, there is still that moment when you have to face the physical reality of fear. And the story of the journalist who goes in to speak to the boxers before they go to fight and says that you can smell the fear. And if you've ever felt, nobody knows how it is for me, if you've ever felt that, imagine life from the perspective of Jesus, because nobody knew how it was for him. And certainly not his pals, who wanted him to put on a shiny, bright, happy face. So one of the songs that our society sings is that wars are caused by religion. It's a song you hear all over the place. It's part of the atheistic agenda. But that is not the truth. The truth is that people are weak, people are greedy, people are sinful, and they will use whatever is at hand to fulfill their hungers and abuse people. And among the things that are around is religion. And in this passage, Jesus makes it clear that people will use religion in such a way. It's not a shock to him. He says that the religious leaders will abuse him. He tells the disciples that he will be put to death. And right from the beginning, Jesus has been a religious and a political threat. And Herod had the small children slaughtered because he was trying to dispose of the political threat that was Jesus. And it is true, Jesus was a revolutionary from Herod's point of view, but not that sort of revolutionary. He certainly was and is a threat to the Herods of this world, to the high priests of this world, but not one that can be sorted out by killing him. So Jesus tells his disciples that there will be pain and there will be suffering as part of the process. But we know what it is to be telling our story, and sometimes those who are the closest to us are the least able to get it, to hear the message, to understand. So the disciples can't say they didn't know it was going to happen, because they've been told, they are told often enough, but they certainly can say that they didn't understand it, and 100% they could not bear to hear it. It's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? Why do we run away from another person's pain? It's not ours. So why do we run away from it? Maybe it reminds us that it could be ours. Or maybe we're jealous because no one will mourn us in the way that this person is mourning. Our story could be a story of betrayal. To be able to listen and keep on listening needs a transformation of the core of who you are. It says, yes, these terrible things do happen. It is how it is. Yes, this terrible thing has happened to you. But I will not increase your pain by blaming you. I will not imply that somehow it is your fault. I will not add to your suffering by accusing, nor will I take it lightly by implying that you could quickly sort it out. I will give you my full attention and I will listen to you. I will not imply that you are odd because you are suffering, because it's something that we all do. I will not add to your suffering by isolating you. And just to make the point, we have bread that will be ripped apart. We have wine that will be poured out like he poured himself out for us. And also to remember how mundane it is, how ordinary it is, and yet how glorious. Just like you, just like me. To each of the biddings, which finishes with, "Loving Lord, would you respond, give strength and courage?" So let us pray. To those who carry the cross of persecution and oppression, loving Lord, give strength and courage. To those who carry the cross of anger and abuse, loving Lord, give strength and courage. To those who carry the cross of pain and suffering, give strength and courage. To those who carry the cross of isolation and loneliness, loving Lord, give strength and courage. To those who carry the cross of grief and mourning, loving Lord, give strength and courage. Living and loving God, give wisdom and encouragement to us and to all your children as we seek to take up your cross and to follow you faithfully. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. There is nothing that we have that you have not given to us. We return the time that is ours, the abilities that we have, the money that we bring, that all of it would be used in your way. And we keep time, and we keep money, and we ask that that too would be used in your way. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us and these gifts of money and bread and wine. Lord, we pray. Amen. Sing, take this moment. Outside? Okay. Just anxious that somebody's pacemaker was about to explode. So we believe that this table belongs to the Lord Jesus and it does not belong to us. We believe that everybody is welcome here. And people will come from the east and the west and the north and the south and gather at the kingdom, where the banquet will be sumptuous and all will be invited. So if you would eat and drink with us, then we would be glad to eat and drink with you. And the elders will bring you bread, and when they do so, would you take a piece of bread, and then after you've had a moment, would you eat it? And when the elders bring you the wine, would you hold it, please, so we can all drink together? And for those of us who have issues with wheat and gluten, provision is made in these containers. And we know that some of us have issues with alcohol, so there is no alcohol in this wine, so that we may all drink. Let us pray. We take bread, symbol of labor, exploited, degraded, symbol of life. We will break the bread because Christ, the source of life, was broken for the exploited and the downtrodden. We take wine, symbol of blood spilt in war and conflict, symbol of new life. We will drink the wine because Christ, the peace of the world, was killed by violence. And bread and wine are before us, the memory of our meals, our working, our talking, the story which shapes us, the grieving, the pain, the oppressor who lies deep in our own soul, the seeking and the loving. And we give you thanks for all that holds us together in our humanity, that binds us to all who live and have lived, who have cried and are crying, who hunger and are thirsty, who pine for justice, and who hold out for the time that is coming. And in this, we are bound to Jesus, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." His is the death we celebrate. He brings new life that we proclaim. It is the vision that we await. Thanks be to God. Amen. Bread taken. Ripped. Wine poured out, given. The body of Christ. Let's pray. God in Christ, impassible yet suffering, mighty yet broken, crucified yet risen. Comfort us with your wounded hands, and endure with us every suffering and every pain, and give us courage and grace to do this for others too, even at the deepest cost. And thank you that this table reminds us that you will be with us in the middle of it. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our final hymn is number 463, Now Let Us From This Table Rise. As we are, let us pray. Lord Jesus, give us the wisdom to follow you, the strength to carry our cross, and the hope of your coming kingdom. And all God's people said, Amen.